Hit it.
Are we recording?
We are. Yeah. We're about to start recording.
So good.
I think I need to turn my mic up a little bit.
Yeah. Easy now.
Turn me up. There we are.
Don't get turned up too loud.
Hey, folks. This is Done in 30. I'm sorry. Is that a little bit too high?
You're a little loud now. My
testing one.
There you go. Perfect.
We are.
Oh, this is the Done in 30 podcast with Matt and Zach.
And this is episode 18.
Episode 18. After a long hiatus, Matt, how have you been?
I've been pretty.
It's been 2 weeks. This is August 20th, 2015. A beautiful, beautiful, cool day here in overcast Indianapolis. Not as much sun, not as much beat down as we've been getting.
See, here at the center of the earth, it's an even 70 degrees all year. I haven't seen sunlight in ages.
Oh, God, at the center of the earth, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you got that molten core to keep you warm.
And the mole people. Mm. There are mole people down here.
Well, the mole people, they usually feud with the sewer people that we had on the prior episode.
This is very true.
We can't really give too much props to them or else we'll probably get some hate mail.
And, you know, I really haven't picked a faction yet. I'm thinking mole person personally. Mm-mm. I mean, mm-mm. You've got the big teeth, you've got the gross skin, but
okay, the
as
mole
a
people,
sewer person,
yeah,
you get to eat stale fries.
And I think the mole people, I think they only eat dirt, whereas the sewer people in New York or the subway people that we took the phone call from, they might eat us.
Yeah,
so
that's true. But
they
you know,
feed on human flesh.
I am a man of the world. I am the man. Of the cuisine.
Oh, God.
So I think I would follow my belly on this one.
Okay.
Hands down, sewer people.
So you're going for the sewer / subway people, huh?
Yeah, it really depends on what quest line they want me to do.
They're probably more human, too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope.
Not nearly as moly.
Yeah.
Moly.
Oh, jeez.
Moly. I'm going to rip that thing off your face and make some guacamole.
Oh, jeez. Mike Myers is going to be like, hey, those are my jokes.
I forgot that copyright issues. That's probably Mike Myers or whoever wrote the Austin Powers series.
Yeah, you wrote it to his dad. You know that?
Really?
Yeah. He wanted like
cute.
A cool, hip James Bond. Look at your son go, kind of thing.
It's actually a pretty good tribute.
Yeah. I'd also like to point out my sponsors.
If I knew who my dad was, I could do the same thing.
Right. This magnum opus movie. And it's just a bunch of characters in a room at the end, just confused.
Just a bunch of dudes, and I walk up to him and just ask him,
are you
my
daddy? Next person,
daddy?
Are you my daddy? That's sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it gave you an interesting character.
Oh, yeah, growing up with two moms instead of a dad. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
But, yeah, our sponsors. I'd like to bring up my sponsor, MadAttack.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by MadAttack.com.
One of the only places to get... Mm. Done in 30
quality
and done
quality.
In 30 related events.
Done in 30 and done in 30 accessories.
Yeah, done in 30 accessories.
Hey, maybe we'll get like a t-shirt or a coffee mug or.
And if you would like to sponsor, be a sponsor on the Done in 30 podcast, just shoot that email or hit the contact me link on the MadAttack.com website. That's spelled MadAttack.
.com.
That again is MadAttack. Why so many T's? Because it's obnoxious. And why Q? Because I can.
Yeah, because fuck you. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh! Hey, how long did we make it?
Goes in the swear jar. 3 minutes, almost 4 minutes. That's pretty good.
We almost got 4 minutes before I cursed.
Yeah, I remember one time you like just like let in. You're like,
oh, no,
God
I,
damn it.
I opened with, this is the Matt, this is Done in 30 with Matt and Zach, and if you don't know who we are, go fuck yourself. That's right. That's
imagine
right.
That was like the first episode you ever listened to. You're just like, nope.
That was the intro. Like the music just it was kind of like watching Blazing Saddles for the first time. Like the music ends and then instant racial slur.
Yeah.
So I mean that's kind of like how that episode went.
That movie was kind of ahead of its time whenever it came out.
Yeah, like 1978.
And it was like one of the few movies to feature like colored people. And kind of a more positive, not stereotypical mindset. I could be projecting here.
When you find out the year of it, you're like, whoa, this...
Who is this voice that is speaking to me? ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest in the house. Would you like to introduce our guest here?
Who goes there? ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony. He's from out of town. He's in visiting. Say hi, Tony.
Hello.
Name three facts about yourself.
I don't think I can do that again. The coals are right over.
Yeah. I believe you.
Okay.
Here, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Just Tony, give us just a quick little, a little bit
like a cliff notes
like
of who you are.
You don't have to say like your last name or where you live, but just like a cliff note, real quick.
Well, I'm a Vietnamese American.
One.
I'm from California. I love frisbee.
Two, three.
And trying to figure out what's going on with today.
Aren't we all, Tony?
Like, try and make the world a little bit better in any way I can. So.
Yeah.
My man.
Leave a bit of gas wherever you go. Yeah, that's what I try to do, at least.
Excellent summary, Tony. You're originally from California? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah. What part?
L.A., actually.
It's L.A. So you've been on the 405.
L.A. woman.
I've lived in Indiana my whole life, so I say I'm from Indy now. So.
Yeah.
But you were born there?
Yeah.
Really?
We don't have a third mic, folks.
Oh yeah, this is purely
so. To sum it up, he's from L.A.
Born in L.A. Moved
born
Indian,
in L.A.
Transplant.
Says he's from Indianapolis. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that. It makes it more mysterious to say, "Oh yeah, I'm from L.A." Like, "Oh, you're in the movies?" Yep. Yeah.
L.A.
S.A.
I'm Tony from L.A.
Man, I miss the tacos, man.
But see everything in. Oh, here, Tony. I'll go. This is like your microphone. There you go. see, it does. It adds just a hint of mystery. The L.A. being born there. But, born in the United States.
So it brings you to our neck of the woods.
Well, you could run for president if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You'd almost be a better candidate than most of the other dudes.
Hey-oh!
But in... I don't have the...
Oh, did you see that D's Nuts is running?
Yes. He's like some 15-year-old kid. I think they already busted him, though.
Oh, really?
Because at first, it was like a legit... They actually thought it was a legit person.
And
but...
I'm not sure how to say this. Carol, how do you say that? Is it Diaz Nuts? Is that how you... Diaz
I think it's Diaz Nuts. He must be an Austrian candidate.
I definitely don't know his platform.
I don't think anybody does.
He definitely had the balls to run.
Yeah, but there was like several...
He's got like 9% approval rating. It's like if 4chan were to run for president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got 4chan written all over him. Who's that referring to? Who, D's Nuts?
Yeah. D's Nuts.
It's just the... Remember that kid on Instagram that like was like kind of famous for a while because he just did the D's Nuts and the got him thing?
Got him.
He was like famous for...
I know there was a reason we've got nice Tony over here.
What?
Precious Tony. Wonderful Tony.
Oh, to catch up with Tony?
Yeah, but
days?
I believe he had a question for you. Here,
I'll
let you take the mic.
Tony and I haven't seen each other for a while, so he's going to ask me some very personal questions like how have I been and where have I been, stuff like that. Who have I been doing?
I've heard you've done some online dating recently.
Oh, God. Well, yes, I have, unfortunately. Well, that's something to brag about. I don't want to brag, boys, but I've been doing the online dating. Ooh, yikes. There's a lot of humor there. Actually, I had an interesting experience. Okay, so how about I tell you, like, a bad story and a good story?
Sounds like a good mix.
Okay, so which one do you want to hear first?
Lead with the good, end with the bad.
This sounds like she wants the good news first.
Okay,
bad news
first. The good news is that I had a really pleasant date on Friday with a female that I went to my high school with, so that's kind of cool. We just met up for a drink and had dinner and actually went really well.
Where'd you take her?
Did you know her from high school?
No, I had no idea. I mean, then again, I knew, 10% of my graduating class, and she graduated a year younger than me, so that would have meant that I would have known... nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we were trying to think of, like, people that we went to school with, and there was only, like, a couple of names that aligned. Anyways, but yeah, it was a good time. And I actually met her on Tinder, which is normally just, like, a joke. Like, that's just... Every time I match with somebody, they're either, like, a whale, or they just, like, send me a link to a website for, hey, I want to hook up with strange men. It's like, yeah, you're a real person.
Yeah,
dude,
from
it's creepy.
Just been kind of a joke thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, okay, so, like, what? Is something funny? Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just laughing because I know what your bad news is.
Elizabeth is anticipating the bad story. anyway, so, So yeah, basically, it was a good experience, and Tinder I often has thought has been kind of like a joke.
You know,
and
Tinder.
I actually had like a solid, nice evening with a female.
I figured with something like Tinder, you could really get the fire burning.
You're so funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look, yeah, just throw that joke in the trash.
Yeah, it's
there
gone.
There we go. It's gone. You know, I was trying to find a rim shot, but again, we didn't like cue that up. I didn't really plan on telling many jokes tonight, so maybe that's why. Like, I didn't write new material.
All right, so to lead you into
okay, all right. So
the bad news. So set the stage.
Okay, so
where are we?
The bad news is a much longer, much more hilarious story.
Oh, we've got time, Zachariah.
Okay, you're leaning in really close.
I'm interested. I'm interested.
See, we used to have the coffee table between you and I, and now it is just our knees are touching.
Oh yeah,
knees.
This one, I want to smell your breath.
After tonight, I don't think you want to smell my breath.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start. So the bad story, and this is like by far the worst. Tony, I kind of want, like, I almost want to get like his cue questions too. But
sure. You can
maybe you could like put your hand up, and then I'll like hand you the microphone, and then you can ask away.
Okay.
First, what platform was this?
This was OkCupid, and this was a female that looked way too attractive to be on there, but of course, naturally, I still sent her a message. She messaged me back. It was a short conversation, but essentially she said...
Like, what did you, like, lead with?
I usually just lead with, hi, what's your name? My name is Zach. How are you doing today? Or how's
Isn't
your day
her name,
going?
Like, on the profile or whatever?
50% of the time.
All right.
Oh, God. You have a question already?
Yes, I do.
I'm gonna hand the mic to Tony again.
Alrighty. Tony, maybe you should sit over there so you're closer. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll scoot closer. So from your experience, like, how often does the person look like their picture on their profile?
Oh, okay. From the ones I've met, normally they're heavier than the way they look. Yeah.
We even have a story about that. How you got catfished that one time.
Watch that laptop there.
Yeah, a couple episodes ago, Zach touched on his catfishing story.
Yeah,
where he got upset. Like he didn't even recognize the person that walked out of the car.
Tony went doing her pictures. Like, look, I'm a man that doesn't mind a little bit of meat on a woman. I actually appreciate it more so. Okay, like I'm not really into skinny broads. That's the way to put it. Okay, in her photos, to me, she looked like she had a little bit of she wasn't skinny.
A little meat on the bones.
Yeah, and that didn't bother me. She was interesting. I talked to her on the phone. Let's do it. Let's meet up and have a drink. When she got out of the car and walked around, I'm not kidding, Tony. It was like that movie or that show, Catfish. It looked like it could have been like her sister, but a much larger version of her sister.
He didn't recognize the silhouette.
I didn't recognize her.
He didn't know whether to like yell Godzilla and run.
No.
Or...
No, it wasn't that bad, but I'm going to tell you what, man. I have never in my life ever considered bailing on a date.
Oh, and listen to this. He considered being more boring.
Oh, yeah, I did. I actually, halfway through the date, I wanted to make sure that she wouldn't call me so I don't have to be the one to...
So he just starts, like, spouting off, like tax forms.
Oh, I put on boring Zach, and I actually, like, told shitty stories, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're like, you know that thing, and blah, 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 and I tried to sound lame.
I think you'll be audited if you don't pay your income tax.
Yeah, I legitimately got boring at one point. I actually tried to be unappealing.
Would I be a sole proprietorship, or would I be a C-type corporation?
I don't know. I just don't know. I guess I have too much of a conscience.
that scares people away. Math? Just be like, 2x plus 2 equals question mark?
Or just start speaking a different language that I don't understand. Yeah, it was terrible. When I paid my bill, I hugged her and I said, be safe getting home. And I walked to my car. I was like laughing. And then I was like, what an asshole. Like
you call she called her an asshole.
Yeah, like I got into my car and I was like, I just wasted. That was time wasted
on both ends. Like, what kind of person goes
into
a situation?
Why would you lie to me? Like, I sent her a photograph of me that day, and she sent me a photograph from like a month ago.
So he sent her a letter afterwards, after he wrote his congressman, was like, this will not stand.
Yeah, I won't stand for this, and I won't sit for it either. No, but basically,
once you can set her laying down.
I won't do it on my back. I won't do it on my belly. I'm not gonna put up with this regardless.
So back to our original.
Oh, okay.
Story.
So normally, yeah, they're heavier.
So this girl, OkCupid, she's looking, she's
okay. So this one's
talking to you through OkCupid. She's like, hey,
well,
let's.
But like, it was a short conversation, and she was like, I don't really know how to use
that.
Bridge.
I don't know. Maybe she's a bridge troll. I don't know where else going with that.
Yeah. Are you
like place very place very and now?
All right. Anyway, so just crumple that one up too.
Okay, that's in the bin. I'm 0 for 2, folks.
That's in the paper basket. Okay, so, all right. So so she gives me her number, and we text briefly that afternoon. Actually, Tony, remember the night I was telling you I had that really good zombies game? Yeah. That was the night that I got her number, and so, like, I'd, like, pause the game and, like talk to her for a little bit. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, that's great. And I'm like, you know, what do you do for a living? It was a very standard conversation.
What'd she do for a living?
She was a model.
I'm a model. What kind
I
of model?
I know, right? Yeah, she was like, I don't know. No, she was Caucasian.
Did you see her headshots or anything?
Look, the point is that I'm speaking with her through text, and I'm like, this isn't a real person. So I sent her a picture, and I was like, hi, this is how I'm looking tonight. How do you look? And just had a nice bathroom selfie ready to go.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
Seemed like an average picture, right?
Right.
Anyways,
a
so,
bottle of Jergens on the on the countertop.
So. As she's talking to me, it seems pretty, like, standard. And then she drops this line on me, do you want to Skype? Uh-oh. And I don't really see the why, but okay, sure. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, but I'm going out to dinner. Like, I don't have time tonight. We could talk on the phone if you'd like. I was like, you know, if you want to talk to me, hear my voice, make sure I'm who I am.
Does she send you, like, a picture of her, like, just, like, with her thing like this, like... I'm going to expose some skin. Are you sure you don't want to Skype?
That was not implied whatsoever.
Ah, dang it.
Okay, so that night, I was like, I'm sorry. No, I'm going out. I'm busy. And she was like, oh, okay, sure. And so I totally, like, flash forward to the next day. I'm like, I'm never going to hear from this person again. But I get a text about, like, 6 o'clock at night. It's Sunday, so I'm not doing shit. And, Tony, before I tell the rest of the story, I just want you to know that I'm not a desperate person. This is going to sound like I'm really desperate and I need attention.
Do I need to get you a drink? Because you're sounding awful thirsty.
Oh, what, do I sound parched?
We need you to sign this waiver before you hear the rest of the story. No, it's
really... Look, it's not that I was any... It's more like it's 6 o'clock on a Sunday. I have nothing going on. And so I'm going to entertain this as far as it goes. Because 9 times out of 10, they want you to pay for a webcam or something like that. And I'm like, okay, so that's where it's going to go. Fuck it. Okay, so she says, do you want to Skype? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing anything. So I add her on Skype, and we she calls me. And so I, like, you know, I'm like waving at her. I'm like, hey, hi, how are
you? So when you saw her on Skype, you didn't get the indication that
No, it was
she
it was the girl
different?
From the pictures. It was definitely the same person. And, you know, like, attractive, just, like, sitting on her bed. And she says, my mic is broken. And that's when I kind of, like, yep, here it comes. Like, I was like, this is fake. Like, I knew what I was getting into, but I didn't know how bad it was going to be. And so she's like, then she says, like, oh, you're cute, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, okay, how far am I
nice,
going to get?
Always.
Yeah, well, it was flattering.
Compliment. You can always take those.
Okay, so... So she then proceeds to say that if I show you mine, you show me yours. And I'm like, okay, I'll play this game. And so she removes all of her clothing, and I reciprocate. So I am currently – don't say my last name.
Oh.
Or what'd you just say?
I said big words, reciprocate.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, big words. Anyways, we don't go by last names on here. All Although right. Matt foolishly used his last name one night, so fuck it. Okay.
All right.
He is published. That's true. If you go to mattattack.com, you're going to know
him. Tell
him,
list your personal info.
1, 1, 3,
God.
7.
1, 1. All right, that's enough for you. Okay, so from point A to point B, I am now sitting in my easy chair in my bedroom with no clothes on. And I am Skyping with just some random person, right?
Sounds like a good Sunday night.
Yeah, it's a good Sunday night, right? I'm getting a free show. She is fully nude at this point and very attractive. So
was it a good show?
Why not? Oh yeah, she was. She was a. she was flicking the beans, so to speak. You know, it was actually an impressive. It was an impressive experience. Okay, so I'm like, wow, all right, free show. I mean, I got nothing else better to do. And then she says, she's like, hey, show me what your penis looks like. I want to see it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, check it out, baby. No, I'm not saying anything, of course. I'm not messaging her any of this. But I'm just like, there you go, or here you are. Because, I mean, look, I know this is fake. I'm just rolling with the punches, okay?
You're like half expecting a guy to pop up.
Yeah, like I'm expecting some dude, like some fat guy to rub his boobs or something like that. Like he's got man titties and it's like going to be a big troll. Okay, and then, and like when you're Skyping, some of the messages pop up like bubbles in the middle of the screen, uh-huh. And then you like swipe over when you're on a cell phone, and then you can like view the chat feed. And so I said something like, "You look really blurry. What's the problem?" or something like that. So this lasts for like maybe, let's say like 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, "All right, what's going on here?" And I get a big bubble that pops up and says, God, I can't even remember what it says now. It basically was like, don't turn off the chat. I've recorded this whole thing, and you have to follow my, or you have to, basically, don't turn this off, or I'll post this video to Facebook.
Oh, that's kind of what you were talking about before.
Yeah,
right?
So basically, yeah. My heart fell from my chest cavity straight through my asshole. And I threw my phone on my bed. I put my clothes on. I'm, like, panicking, instant anxiety. And I thought, is this really fucking happening? Like, is this real? And so I look at the chat feed, and they're like, yeah. They're like, I've got your Facebook, and if you don't work with me, I'm going to put this on social media.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
like,
so that's great. So I was like, please, no, don't do it. excuse me. I said, please, no, don't do it. I said, I'll do whatever you need. What do you want? What's going to make this go away? And it was, vote for me on my cam page.
Really?
Oh.
This is Matt, by the way. That,
like,
that's what you wanted?
That's it? Like,
I can do that all day.
You blackmailed me into a cam, like a webcam page? Like, okay, sure.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, if you want to vote, go for it.
This
okay,
the
like.
Time you haven't heard her voice, but she's been hearing.
Oh, no, it's, well, I'm assuming they heard my voice, but I turned my microphone and my video feed off. I was like, well, this is over with. But the best part is, Tony, later on, I flipped back to the video, and they were playing back the video of me. It was creepy, man. And there, and so it was like, and then the English got really bad. It was great too. It was like all in caps, and it was like, if you think I'm playing, I'm not messing around, or
what
you try
they do
me,
then?
Don't try me. And it was the first image I got was of my cousin Kristen. It was her Facebook page. It was a thumbnail of the video I had just recorded, apparently. And yeah, it was like half of my Facebook friends being tagged, and it was a big paragraph of, hey, this is Zach last name, and then, do you know this guy? He's a sexual predator, and he just sent me this video.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like total slander. Total fucking slander.
First it's a shakedown.
Yeah,
and then she wants
shakedown.
You to vote on her cam site.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, okay, sure, fuck it. Like, that's 10 minutes of my time. Let's do it.
Wow, you're going to be there for 10 minutes? I'll be there for 10 seconds and be like, click, out.
Okay, moving forward. So I said, okay, what do you need? And they're like, I'm going to send you a link. Sign up and then send me a picture of, like, you confirming the sign up. And I was like, okay.
Did you use dummy information? You didn't think of it, did you?
You had to create a username,
uh-huh,
and a password, and I used a fake email address that I use.
That's a good call.
So, yeah, I know everything is dummy. There is no – the only way this person knew my first and last name was through Skype, because my first and last name is my Skype name.
So, you hear that, folks? If you have a
so
Skype –
for those of you out there –
change it to an alias.
Yeah, change it to Mr. Poopy Butt Farts or whatever, bloody – what was the Rick and Morty thing?
Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yeah, Mr. Poopy Butthole. Just change it right now to Mr. Poopy Butthole. It doesn't matter if it's a fucking interview in a different country. Change that shit. Don't ever let this happen to you. Okay, so
just
Tony,
be like, I got hacked. I don't know how to change it.
So anyway, so yeah, I go to the first webpage, and it's like, make a fake username. Okay, well, I can do that shit. Then I scroll down and it says, enter your credit card information. And it and at the top of the page, it says, your charges today are $0. And I'm like, well, of course, because they just want you to sign up. And
right.
Then, and then they'll charge you after a month after you forget about it.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it. Fine. I was like, I'll just cancel the next day, or I'll cancel after this phone, after the Skype conversation's over. Oh, by the way, the Skype conversation crashed, and they started texting me, and they're like, come back to Skype, or I'll post it right now. Dude, it was fucking creepy. Like, it was really intense. And they were very threatening. Okay, so I do the first one. I enter all my information in.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, all right, what now?
So what'd you rate her? Did you give her a one?
Best part? Best part of this?
Uh-huh.
Never got that far. I said, okay, now what? And I said, okay, go to this page. And it was another sign-up page.
Huh.
So, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times. The third link was another sign-up page. And I was like, I'm just signing up for stuff? Like, that's the scam? You just want me to come to your website?
It's like a magazine review.
Yeah, like, what the... Okay, so I never rated anybody. It just made me sign up for bogus accounts, basically. Let me take a sip here.
It seems like an elaborate ruse.
It was an elaborate ruse, all right.
Did this actually lead to a date?
Did you get a date out of this? Okay, I think you guys missed that joke. What was that, Tony?
Did this actually lead to a person date, in-person date?
No. Okay. No, this led to me not sleeping very well for two nights in a row. So, yeah, no, it did not end well. So, basically, I filled out two, but on the third time, I was like, okay, do I really want to... Okay, maybe I just have to do three.
Jeez.
Well, while I'm filling out the third one, I'm just making the username. I got an email. It was from Chase, Fraud Protection Services.
Oh,
and apparently, my credit card had just been docked two separate charges of $40. And it says, do you approve of these charges? And I said, oh, that's the game we're playing here. So I went to the Skype chat, and I said, this is bullshit, post the video, and I ended it. Just, and you're done, you know. If people are going to see my cock, like, good fucking riddance, you know what I mean?
I doubt you're, like, a public figure, so it's not really
I'm not a public figure, and if you want to see what my penis looks like, that's your problem. Like, it's this isn't, like, some embarrassing video. It's me sitting in a chair with no clothes on. Like, really? It's not that bad. I didn't, like, put a Sharpie in my asshole or, like, or like drizzle, like, ice cream down my chest hair or something fucked up. Like, okay, yeah, super dignity. It's just me sitting in a chair like, oh, you're hot.
Now,
that's it.
Did this have anything to do with you saying your Facebook account was hacked?
No, my Facebook account never got hacked.
But he said if you get a video for somebody, don't watch it. Just
yeah, I just
it.
Put up a video, and I said the first status I put up was, if I said somebody's threatening to post a video about me from Skype. I said, if you get a video, just
please don't
watch it.
What was her screen name?
Like Christina or something.
Just generic.
One word. It was like Chris.Tina or something.
Huh.
I've got a phone number, and I mean, one of these days I'll take legal action and give you guys an update. But
what can you do at that point?
Just report then. I mean, it's a number. It's a home line from Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
Like I'll get to that. Okay. So at this point, I am fully clothed, but I am now calling my credit card company. And I am explaining to them that I have just been blackmailed and that these two charges are not mine. And I said to cancel the card and send me a new one, please. And the guy was, like, super understanding. He's like, well, you need to report that to the authorities.
Was he like, oh, was this that Chris.Tina?
No.
Got me, too.
No, dude. He was – this guy basically looked at – or was, like, talking to me. And he's like, well, if this – he's like, I'm really sorry. He's like, you know, thank you for banking through Chase. We'll make sure to take those two charges. You know, we'll take care of it. And really the biggest thing that happened was I lost sleep for two nights and I had to cancel my credit card. That's really all that happened. This was all, by the way, this is all a bluff. Nothing ever happened, which is really the thankful thing I need to be, the lesson that I learned I need to be thankful for. But yeah, essentially, This person, while I'm talking to Chase Credit Card Services, they just blasted my phone with like 10 or 15 text messages.
What were they saying?
Oh, like, you don't, like, you think this is a game? You, like, are you trying me now? And then it was great because, like, broken English. And then it was like, you don't know how much I can ruin your life. And they started sending me, like, screen caps from like Facebook, and it was like my Facebook page. It just like just a couple of things that actually did kind of worry me, like, oh god, like, I don't, okay, I work for a Chevy dealer in Indianapolis. They posted a picture of like Chevy dealer Indy's Facebook page or something, and I was like, if this reaches my professional level, like, that's when I'll probably kill the person. But if my family members see what my dick looks like, then, like, haha, like, joke's on them. But, yeah, no, it was very frightening. This person sent me some really aggressive text messages after I ended the Skype call. And I was just like, fuck it. I'll deal with it. Like, move on. That, you know, life lesson. It'll be a funny story to tell on the podcast. I'm serious. That night, I was like, well, this will make a good podcast story. but, I mean, that night, of course,
I think
that was,
that's
like, the
how we
last
should live
of
life
my
from
worries.
Now on. Be like,
yeah,
well,
it'll make a good story for the podcast. Yeah. It really, I mean, it really is. Like, where else are you going to hear this story? So, yeah, Elizabeth did get, like, the initial, like, imagine, like, the reporter that shows up when the ambulance gets there. That's what.
And here we are on the scene at the Zach estate. We're waiting for statuses.
Zach is inside. I believe he's on the phone.
We see the lights are on.
With his credit card company trying to cover up this very embarrassing moment.
I just got notification. Yes, he is on hold.
Yes, okay. It looks like the call has ended. Yes, he is crying.
Inside sources says the whole music is jazz.
Okay, so that's that night. And then I post another Facebook status that was basically like, all right, folks, there may or may not be a video posted of me. It's like, don't watch it, blah, 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 unless you want to see what my penis looks like. And I was like trying to make it a little bit light. And then I went to bed, and I tried to sleep, and I woke up the next morning. I was.
Did you have like 10,000 notifications?
No, I only had like a few people that thought it was funny, and they're like, "I got to hear the story," something like that. But yeah, man, that was it. Nobody ever posted a video. Nobody ever got hacked. It was just one. It was a big bluff. I called the bluff. I had to replace my credit card. That was it.
But now they gathered a bunch of information about you and all of your Facebook friends, so now they know.
Yeah, but so what? Like,
I don't think she was your Facebook friend, and a lot of your stuff is like private, I assume. Like, you have to be Facebook friends to see like your timeline stuff.
I think so.
So they couldn't really comb through that to like figure out that you do this or anything. We don't really have like a Twitter yet.
I don't think any of my stuff's private, but you can't like.
I think you have to be your friend or a friend of a friend.
Whatever. Anyways, it was just a creepy, anxiety-ridden experience that I hope to never have to put up with again. All because I wanted to see how far. Okay, Tony, this is exactly how I expected it to go. It was, I'll take off my clothes off, and then like 10 minutes in, it'll say, if you want to see more, give me your credit card number. And then that I could have been like, well, thanks for the free show. And then just end, you know what I mean? Put my clothes on, whatever. Somebody saw what my penis looked like.
Wipe yourself off, you know, typical.
That's right. You know, like the, but no, I fully expected it to be a teaser, and then...
I mean, that's marketing right there.
It is marketing, yeah. Like you know, like, hey, you wanna see more?
It's like talking to Jimmy Fallon on Skype before like watching Jimmy Fallon. If I could use a tangential analogy.
But yeah, so pretty fucking awful. But luckily the experience has completely blown over and nothing ever happened from it. Okay, so now, Tony, if you want to do any follow-up questions, and
see what this is. So that was that one experience. I'm kind of wondering how many dates you've gone on to person-to-person. Any, like, would you say dates, maybe second ones, to let us know let us single people know what it's like to do online dating.
Well, I courted a female for approximately a month, and I just didn't see it going anywhere, so I went ahead and ended it. But honestly, yeah, that was actually probably the best person I've met on there. Her and I dated for just about a month, and it was fantastic. Actually, Tony, interesting enough, I think her and I went on like the best first date I've ever gone on.
Wow, that feels good. So yeah. There is potential out there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Look, man, there's a ton of cool people out there. You just got to weed through all the really fucked up people.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy people out there too. So
like prime example, like I am watching a GIF of what appears to be a Disney character.
Oh my goodness.
That is.
I need okay. What sound effect would go with that? Just to give them a visual.
Okay, so. What I'm looking at is a GIF that is perfectly looped in. And all right, now what's this character?
That's like Fairy Godmother. That's right.
Fairy Godmother, and she's like doing a, you know, invisible line. She's like drawing a line with her hand in midair, and somebody has inserted a flaccid penis.
It looks like she's unzipping a zipper
as if
midair.
As if she's like unzipping a large pair of pants to her right. And a flaccid penis is falling out along with a set of balls. Matt, where on earth does one find this?
Internet.
What in the fuck? That's like on your Facebook page though. Like, what? Ooh, did somebody send you that?
It was a message.
Who'd you send it to? Me.
Yeah, you are peeking into the deep dark world of the conversations that Elizabeth and I have.
Oh, you said that just for me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I figured you'd send it to like your brother or something.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. He'll really enjoy. I'll probably just put it on.
So maybe we'll tweet that one out later. If that's do we have a Twitter yet?
Nope. Do you want a Twitter?
Maybe.
Do you want to manage it?
Is there a lot of upkeep on that?
Not
really. Well, we just gotta like say when we're recording and hey, listen to the new. Oh yeah, we should probably do that. Or maybe like an Instagram page, just something easy, something that doesn't content management. Yeah, I could do that.
Basically, what you'd be in charge of is...
Oh, geez. What do my job duties include? But are not limited to...
having ridiculous stories. That's requirement number one.
On Twitter? I don't want to type
got
all that
on
out.
Fleek. number two would be managing the content for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'd probably make a Facebook page and just let you have free reign of that.
Fuck a bunch of Facebook.
I can do it. It's fine. It's cool.
Facebook is too personal.
No, whatever.
Twitter and
it's
Instagram.
Cool.
No, the reason I say Twitter and Instagram, or even Tumblr, like there's a lot of anonymity there. Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Well, you just make like a Facebook like page, like a group page or whatever.
Yeah, but then it'll
then
be
people
like associated
can jump on.
To our real names.
I mean, are we not trying to associate ourselves with this thing that we're doing?
With the story I just told? Hell no. I don't want you to know my last name.
I mean,
fuck
if
that.
Anything, we know that you're a little naive and
little
got,
naive.
I got a heart of gold.
Yeah, I am really just I had
just a go with the flow type individual.
I had full on intentions to have an interesting evening, and it was interesting but also scary.
Yeah.
No, hell no. Not the interesting I was even close to looking for.
This could be, like, the story you're known for.
Yeah, sure,
or,
why not?
Or the story that makes you famous.
I mean, online dating for me so far has not really been anything exciting.
And luckily...
Boy, that really stepped on the gas.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. This one's going to be... Or this portion of the podcast is probably going to be a little bit boring. We're talking shop here.
No,
but luckily...
Whatever.
By the time we actually create it, it's going to be, like, so deep in there that people would have to, like, listen to 1 through 18 to even get to this point. So they really have to be a fan.
Oh, you mean
like whenever
OG,
I start, yep,
OG listener.
Yep, they'll listen to our failed attempts at news broadcasting.
Ooh, and we can maybe come up with like a fun witty catchphrase.
Yeah,
that
maybe
we'll
actually
catch on, and maybe people will.
We had a couple of contests that no one really participated in.
Hashtag.
That's how you get famous. Is hashtags.
Hashtagging.
That's true.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. You know, that's one of the top 5 names for babies right now. Hashtag.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's real.
People are naming children hashtag.
Yep. I think emoji was one, too.
Who?
Emoji.
That's like a... It's like a thing. It's not a name.
Yeah, it's a noun.
Come here, emoji, hashtag Johnson.
Come here, bookshelf. Come here. Right.
Yeah, come here, tablecloth.
Come here, action figure with 64 points of articulation. Man, that's a lot to put on your first grade name.
Wait, hold on. Really? That's what you went to?
I don't know. That's what.
Action figure with 64
points
of
articulation.
Articulation?
Because there was a Spider-Man doll I used to have whenever I was a kid who had 64 points of articulation. You can, like, move his hands.
Hashtag 64 points of articulation. There it is. You want to be a true listener? Fucking post that shit.
Actually, hashtag done in 30 so we can actually run analytics.
Yeah,
on that.
I was going to say hashtag done in 30.
Oh, yeah, I can teach you about that. How you can basically use hashtags to see how much you're trending on the internet.
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah, that's what hashtagging's for. It's like metadata stuff.
Oh, I thought it was designed to track things.
I mean, that's exactly
to track.
Yep.
Things.
They used to have these things called like word clouds, like how often you would use a word, it would represent in a cloud, and like the clouds would get bigger and bigger depending on how many times you've used that word. So I imagine like 30 done in would be what's up?
Nothing. I was just
realizing where you are.
Where am I?
Do you have any follow up questions?
Are you?
I mean, I'm pretty content with that.
Where
story.
Are my pants? Yeah, and no, Tony, that didn't lead to an actual date.
That would have been hilarious, though.
This isn't a real person. Okay, I'll be honest.
It would go in his memoir, How I Met a Russian Male Bride.
I'll be honest. I guarantee what happened was I was watching a pre-recorded video of just some girl, and then they just use that to trick people. I guarantee it.
You mean she doesn't have to whip out her bean and then make a salad right there?
I don't know, because later on, when I was receiving those really aggressive text messages at the end of this transaction, there was definitely one of the texts that said, come on, baby, we can make a new deal. So if it was like a guy that was sitting in his computer, like...
No, I'd probably say that to you if I were trying to blackmail you.
But yeah, like, I called the bluff, and they were like, well, fuck, I got no more, you know, I'm running on fumes now.
Now, would you be the person to reopen that cam video and be like, all right, show me some more stuff?
Just like a week later, it's like,
can you juggle?
Got nothing else to do. Come on, baby.
What else can you stick in there?
Oh, actually, quick little follow-up.
I'm sorry.
What else can you stick in there? Okay.
Start naming things in the room.
All right, so... I'm going to tell a story, and then we're going to finish the podcast.
Okay, that works.
So, Tony, I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't really tell stories on here, so this is a unique experience for the listener.
And so if you'd like to listen to the other 1 through 17 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Where can they find the first 17 episodes, Matt?
You just hit up our sponsors, which we are sponsored today by mattattack.com. That is spelled MATTATTAQ. .com. That
Thank
again,
mattattack.com.
For the listeners, mattattack.com. MATTATTAQ. I learned if you say things like twice or three times, people are more likely to be annoyed and more likely
and
to
they're
remember
more
it.
Likely to remember. Yeah. Why there are certain commercials that I hate because
right.
I remember them.
Yeah, like head on, apply directly to forehead. What does it do? I don't know. Does it cure cancer? Does it cause like
head on?
Yeah, it's like head on, apply
directly
to forehead.
What is where have I heard that?
It's like a late night commercial where that's all
yeah,
it says.
Yeah, they like
it's like
on.
A roller. It's like deodorant for your forehead. I have no idea.
Apply directly to forehead.
Like that's what it does, or that's how you apply it. But what does it do? Is it like giving you radiation poisoning, or what is it doing?
There's this great Bob and Tom bit where it's like a cologne for congressmen, and it's called Evasive, and it's like Evasive. A scent that tantalizes the senses or something. And he's like, but what does it smell like? It's a very nice thing. And like, and so the guy, like, it's so funny because the whole bit is like the, you know, slick greaser, like congressman, like avoiding the question.
Right.
And then the girl's just evasive. And it's like the new
like
cologne. Yeah. So it's like evasive from, you know, Bob and Tom Productions or whatever.
Well, would you want to do bits on here? Like,
well, yeah,
actually
eventually.
Write out bits and stuff?
Yeah, if we can come up with our own instead of me just referencing stuff that I think is funny.
I mean, we can...
It's like a repost in real life, so... Yeah. But you know what, Matt? I think you and I talked to this the other day. Like, I realized that, like, 99% of my life is a reference.
Right.
Like,
I just have
things...
super bad memory, so I just come up with stuff on the spot.
Like, I just, you know, I just apply whatever situation to something I saw in a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
So it's like half of my, most of my life is a reference. But I mean, we could work out, you know, maybe season two.
Season two of Matt and Zach take acting classes.
Done in 30, season two, Matt and Zach actually, premium content.
There you go. It'd be kind of fun to do like different themes.
Oh yeah.
Like every five episodes is a different theme. Like maybe we could do like a newscast or a radio talk show. We could have like fake sports. I think that'd be kind of fun.
You actually came up with an amazing idea that we're just going to argue about something really arbitrary. Like should the toilet paper roll be rolled down or rolled up? You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Just have like some, is arbitrary the word I'm looking for?
Yeah,
or is
yeah.
It, yeah. Like we'll pick a topic and then just argue about it. I actually saw something on Imgur today where it was like, my friends and I have a game that it's called, this is actually awesome, it's, and I there's no copyright, so fuck this person. So basically it's...
public domain!
Public domain! And so it's like, it's a game called Don't Get Me Started on That or Don't Get Me Started. And so basically you just go around the room or like, especially for like parties where people don't know each other, and you're just like, you pick a topic and they have to go on a rant about it.
Okay,
like
so
they
I'd
have
be
to
like,
have like it's like okay puppies and it's like
oh,
oh
don't
god
get
don't
started.
Get me started and then you just bitch about something
those
and
little
just
furry
go,
balls of
you know
shit
what? Just
looking like Asterix just
being all cute being on my phone like I don't want to see cuteness maybe I want to see something depressing and so basically you
why
just,
are you always happy all the time
you take
I don't
that
trust
brick,
you there must be some darkness down in there
you take the brick you throw it on the gas pedal and when you run out of fumes you just like okay my rant's over and
okay,
then somebody
gotcha.
Else goes.
Oh, okay. So, it's
so yeah,
like
we
a...
so we could either have like an A, like a mock debate over something stupid, or B, one of us could take like a really strong stand on something, and then the other one just has to like sit there and listen to it. It's like, okay, the sky really isn't blue. Like, fuck. All right, you win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that might be fun.
Yeah, well, we haven't recorded. An... Oh, I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
We got a little bit in the bank here.
Yeah, we got quite a bit in the bank.
Right, we got build up. Build up. Build. Yeah, that sounds kind of...
That hurts the ears.
Oh,
okay. So
yeah, your story, and then
I have
we'll
a really... Well, see, it's going to be really grotesque, so we're going to have to,
let's
like...
Let's go for it.
Just, like, and that's it, and then we're going to go, all right, folks, thanks for listening, and then click.
Sure.
And then outro music. So, I want to believe this story, so I'm just going to reiterate it as it was told to me. I work with a man who is 75 years old. He was eating a banana one day.
Uh-huh.
And he turns to me and says, Zach, whenever I eat a banana, there's a time that I can never get out of my mind. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And I said, all right, Dave, what is it? He was telling me that I guess he went to a gentleman's club somewhere in this great United States. Let's say Kansas.
I like where this story is going so far.
So he says that he comes to this certain gentleman's club.
Uh-huh.
And the lady on the stage... unpeels the banana.
Uh-huh.
She then takes the innards of the banana and forcibly inserts it into her baby box.
Dude, she would have to be so loose.
And then she
that banana be
you
she
you then waited for her to chew the banana and then spit it onto the stage. And that's my story.
And that's all, folks. Come visit us again next week. Hopefully we'll have another episode. This is episode 18. Talk to you later. Bye.
Have a good